starting a private practice isn't what it used to be. Today's clinicians are starting private practices much quicker, easier, and cheaper than before. And they aren't guessing their way through it or getting stuck in analysis paralysis. They're following a tried and true roadmap in order to save time, money, and frustration. There is no reason to reinvent the wheel or struggle to figure out how to start a private practice on your own. We've helped thousands of SLPs and OTs through this process, and now we want to help you too. For a limited time, I'm offering a free copy of our private practice roadmap, specifically for SLPs and OTs who are curious about private practice and want to see what the journey looks like. To download your free copy, please visit startyourprivatepractice.com/roadmap to sign up. Now, on to the episode. Evelyn Pierce Ruland is a pediatric speech-language pathologist with a private practice in Kingsville, Ohio, called Inspire Speech and Language Therapy. After working in the schools for 10 years, she was overwhelmed by the high caseloads, paperwork, and long hours. Feeling the burnout, Evelyn knew that she needed a change. So she quit her job, joined the Start Your Private Practice program, and had her first client within 2 weeks. In this episode, she talks about how the marketing tactics that she learned in the START program helped her build her caseload so that she could start seeing pediatric clients in local libraries across her rural area. She also discusses how the flexibility of having her own private practice gives her the power to make her own schedule and have more work-life balance. I've gotten to know Evelyn during her time in both the START and Grow Your Private Practice programs, and it has been so amazing to watch her grow into a successful private practitioner. If you're interested in hearing how private practice can help replace burnout with freedom and flexibility, this is a must-listen episode, so stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system, and I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. All right, so before we dive in, can you please share your name, your location, and the name of your private practice?
Sure. Hi, my name is Evelyn Pierce Ruland. And I live in Northeast Ohio, and I service Ashtabula County for pediatric speech and language therapy. And the name of my private practice is Inspire Speech and Language Therapy, LLC.
I am so excited to do this with you because I've gotten to know you through your whole course of your private practice journey. And before we talk about what your private practice is like now, can you please take us back to the beginning and to at what point in your career did you start thinking about private practice?
Right after college, a friend of mine started into private practice, and I was like, wow, she's doing private practice. We just graduated. And I was like so impressed, and I saw her office and everything, and I was like, oh, that's not for me. I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, I can't do this. So years went by, and I had different jobs, and then I decided to stay home with my children. It was right after 9/11 happened, actually. And then I was pregnant. And a month later, I gave birth to my first son. Life's too short. I'm going to stay home, take care of my kids right now. During that time, I had thought, oh, what do I want to do? Do I want to do something? And all of a sudden, like, I didn't even have to think about it. These four families followed me home from work. And I sort of had my first taste of private practice then. So I saw them until I cleared up their tick problems or whatever. And then that was my first real taste of private practice.
What did it feel like to you back then? Like, what did it feel like to be working with those clients and helping them?
Actually, it was wonderful. It was nice because they actually came to my house and they wanted to be there. They paid me to do it. And they were really kind because they actually watched my son. It was just an infant. Well, I did therapy with their children. So it worked out really well, but they were so pleased with what I was doing. And I really wanted to help them and not leave them without any services. And so it actually worked out really well. And it was a taste of, hey, I like this. I like doing my own paperwork. I remember thinking that.
Yes, absolutely. Isn't there something just, it hits different when you get to make those kind of decisions, right? Like how you do paperwork or when you see your clients and where you see them and all that kind of other stuff. I love it, Evelyn. Okay, so what happened next?
After I raised my kids for a while, I decided I would always go back to work, maybe around the time they were in high school or so, I was thinking. So that's what I did. I returned back to work in 2019. And then COVID hit. It was actually a good thing, though, because I got to see what was out there right then. After years of not working, well, I worked plenty of at home, but then not working in as a speech language pathologist during those years. It was very interesting because I got to see how things had changed a little bit. The stress level was way increased. There were way more kids on the caseload than when I had left 14 years earlier. It was just insane, like how busy I was at some of my contracts. I actually got contracted out to a couple of schools and they were short-term contracts. And after seeing 22 kids in a day and just sort of working 14-hour long days, driving an hour each way to the place, I was like a wreck. I was just like, I don't think I can do this anymore. Not at this age, at least.
But what an interesting perspective, right? To have been in the field at one point and then taken some time off and reentered. And it sounds like you reentered the field in a very different place than it was when you left. And it sounds like I'm sure you were excited to go back to work. Now your kids were grown and could go back. But like that must have been eye-opening for you to see the changes.
Yeah, it really was. I had worked for 10 years at one place and had maybe 15 kids a day there. And then I worked at an ENT's office for a year and just loved that job. That was like my dream job. But then, like I said, 9/11 hit. And then to come back and just wonder if everything was still going to be the same or different. And I had kept up in touch with a lot of my speech friends through the years. So I know things were too different. There were higher caseloads and the stress level and the amount of paperwork was just way, way higher than it ever was.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I hear from people all the time, just about these changes. And like, I can say the same for myself, right? I'm a little bit younger, but the same thing is like when I started in the field, it was 2005. So also not that long after 9/11, right? Mm-hmm. And just like to what it is now is vastly different, that I think that there's no wonder why many of our young clinicians and older clinicians too are getting burned out and are feeling like questioning whether or not they want to stay in this profession and kind of where they fit into this profession, where they just want to help people, but their ability to help people, like it doesn't feel like it's there anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. I know so many speech pathologists that they love their job. I love my job. I just didn't like the stress that was attached to it. And there was a point in time where my kids were seniors and they were having their final senior soccer season. And I was typing up IEPs in the stands and eating popcorn for dinner from the concession stand just to be there. And I said, this isn't the life I want to lead, basically. I want more freedom. I want to have the Fridays and weekends free so that I can spend time at the games and spend time with my family on the weekends.
Yeah, because you deserve that, right? We all deserve that. We can all love this profession and want to help our clients, but none of us wants to sacrifice ourselves or our families, right? So it's 2019 and you're kind of reentering the workforce and COVID happened not there long after. So tell our listeners what happened next.
It got to a point where it was just too much work, not enough pay. And just being really stressed out, it actually affected my health. And it was so weird because all of a sudden, like I don't know if my hair was coming out in clumps. It was just weird. I hadn't eaten right and all that stuff. So anyways, I just said, this has got to stop. So I made a decision prayerfully to quit my job. And I didn't know what I was going to do next. I honestly didn't. I was just going, okay, but I got to quit because I can't go back to this pace. So then it was really funny because I saw your ad for the START program on social media. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need right now. And so I signed up for it. And honestly, Jenna, I started the program on like the 14th of January and got my business set up. I watched as many modules as I could to get started. By the 26th, I got my LLC. And by the 29th, I had my first client.
That is so 2 weeks, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That is fantastic. And listeners, to be honest, that happens frequently, right? Like, I'm very proud of you, Evelyn, and I think that's fantastic. But it's also not uncommon that people start the program, they dive in right away, they do exactly what I told them to do, and their first client is out there and has been like waiting for you to show up and start this practice, right? So how did you find that first client, or how did they find you?
Well, it was actually very interesting. When I left my job, I had a parent come up to me when she found out I was leaving. And she goes, oh, I've been meaning to talk to you about speech therapy for my daughter. And so I gave her my information. I said, here, call me. And then we figured out it would be after the holidays and stuff. So I gave her a call after I found your program. So I'm like, hey, I'm calling her. It worked out really well. And so within 6 months, I had her daughter was working on the R sound. And we got it cleared up within 6 months, and she was really pleased and just gave me a good start to my private practice. I was very excited about it.
Awesome. So you quit your job. You've got this one client. Then what happened next? How did you get more clients?
Well, that's where I started applying all the things I learned in the START program, okay? Because you guys taught me about marketing. You talked to me about like how to get out there and all the different places that you could go. Where to put your business cards, who to give your business cards to. I remember leaving my business card on a table in a restaurant once because you had just dropped them everywhere. So I did. I put them on tables and I was hanging out my business cards in libraries and things like that. And word of mouth, we live in a small community. So word of mouth got out. And as one person found out about it, another person found out. I had some speech pathology friends that were very kind to refer people to me for summer therapy. And that's when it really started taking off. So
I love that. Okay. So that's fantastic. So that very first summer, right? So like January, you started with a client and then maybe a couple more. And then this by summer, it took off. Yeah. What an awesome trajectory, right? To have quit your job. Now clients are finding you. And I love like word of mouth referrals are the best, right? Because they often come from people who either know you or have heard about you and trust you. And then they find out, it's like when you find a good restaurant in town and you just want to tell people about it, right? Not to compare you to a restaurant, but you know what I'm saying.
I definitely know. Yeah, it's fun.
But I also love, Evelyn, how you like just were like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it totally worked for you, right?
To tell you the truth, Jenna, when I first started out with you, I didn't know the why behind why I was getting into it. I didn't know what I wanted to make. I didn't know like what my parameters were or what days of the week I wanted to work. Like you gave us a lot to think about initially. And after thinking about those things, I really started saying, hey, I know what I don't want. And I know what I really do want in my best of all scenarios. And I was able to actually get that now. I didn't want to work a full work week. I went into this for part-time and I was able to do that and I really love it. And I'm still excited about my job every day moving forward. Yeah, it was good. It was good to make me think about those things because I think when I started out, like I told you, I had no clue what I wanted to do and the why behind it. I didn't know why do I want to go into private practice? So I learned a lot. And I learned I love that calculator that you have where you get to play with it and figure out, I'm like, ooh, if I make this much, I get this much a year. So that I spent time on that and that was fun, but it helped me go and figure out in my mind what I really didn't want.
the important part of what you said too was I knew what I didn't want, right? I think that it's really often easier for us to think about what we don't want. You didn't want to miss any more time with your family, and you didn't want to eat popcorn for dinner, right? Yeah. Like, listen, I love popcorn, but popcorn for dinner is not like nutritious or whatever, right? But you knew that you wanted more time flexibility, and you knew you wanted to earn more money, right? And listeners, the calculator that she's talking about, I'm going to link to it in the show notes, but it's really helpful just to visualize, because I think so many people have no concept of truthfully what you can earn in private practice, right? Because we're so used to thinking like employees, where you're paid per caseload, right? No matter how many people they put on that caseload, they're only going to pay you $65,000 a year or $75,000 or whatever, as contrasted to private practice where you're paid per client or paid per session. And if you want to see only 20 clients, well, if you're charging $100 an hour, 20 clients, 20 sessions a week can be $100,000 a year, right? So it's like you got to start with the numbers and see where this thing is going to go. And then it will open your eyes and make you think, oh my gosh, I should do this.
Right. Exactly. And that was something that I really enjoyed playing with and figuring out those numbers, because it made it more real to me. It wasn't just pulling out a number saying, oh, what should I charge or what should I do? No, you can actually, there's a systemized way of doing it. And that's what I like about the START program, because why go and reinvent the wheel? Why go and stress yourself out trying to get every different book or search the internet when you've put it all together? I was up and running, Jenna, in like 2 weeks, right? So, I mean, I was zooming through those modules, but let me tell you, I was getting it done. It was worth it. So
I love that. And thank you for saying that. And listeners, like, again, you can be a part of this too, right? If you aren't liking how things are going at work, if you're missing time with your family, and just also like the self-care time, you mentioned being more stressed out. Like, nobody likes that feeling. And I think when you start having like those bad work dreams, or you start feeling like you're spending all of your time with your family thinking about work, like, you know that something's got to give, and you don't want it to sacrifice yourself or your family any more than you've already done.
Hi there, Jenna Castor-Casbon here, and I hope that you're loving the episode so far. Chances are you've been listening to this podcast for a while and soaking up a ton of information from myself and our guests, and it's time to make the shift from dreaming to doing and go from inspiration to implementation. Successful private practices don't build themselves. At The Independent Clinician, we help regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners using our proven systems. No more guessing, no more Googling, no more sleepless nights stressing about legalities. We can help you just like we've helped the guests featured on this show. They didn't guess or stress their way through private practice. Instead, they got step-by-step help along the way, and we're excited to help you too. If you need help to get set up and started with private clients on the side, the Start Your Private Practice program is perfect for you. If you've already started and you want to transition into full-time private practice and be successful once you're there, the Grow Your Private Practice program is your next step. To learn more about our programs, go to independentclinician.com. Now back to the episode. That first summer and things kind of started to take off, tell our listeners, how did your practice start to grow?
I had another friend of mine. I was talking with her and there was an opportunity for a school contract. So I went and I watched all the modules of school contracts and how to write up a contract and all that. And I was able to actually do the school contract. And I hired my friend who was working with me as an independent contractor. So I learned a lot that fall on how to write up contracts and how to get an independent contractor to work with me on all that. That was a very good time. We got a lot done and I got paid a lot. I was like thrilled. From that, I actually got a few other clients because the parents really liked what I was doing with their children and they chose to get additional therapy on top of school therapy. And so that's what I did.
I love it. If you could tell our listeners, like, what is your private practice like now, right? Like, how could you describe like what your week is like or what kinds of clients you're seeing or your schedule or those kind of things?
Treating basically pediatrics. So I work with a lot of three-year-olds all of a sudden. A lot of them were born in 2020, but I'm loving it. That's the area, that's the age group that I thrive with. But anyways, on a typical day, I actually only see about 4 clients a day. On Tuesdays, I have about 6 clients, and I have a couple clients that are hour-long clients. The other ones are 2 30-minute sessions a week. On a typical day, I'll go see 2 clients in the morning, come home for lunch, throw in a load of laundry, dishwasher load, whatever, do some paperwork, and then go back and see some after-school clients. And I actually go to the libraries to see my clients. So that has been working out pretty good. I don't have a brick and mortar, so I travel. And I'm actually servicing all the libraries in Ashtabula County. Yeah, I've gotten to know the librarians, and they are amazing. They're also supportive of me and what I do. It's just really been a really good collaboration with the libraries. I do put on about 1,000 miles on my car a month, but that's okay because I still figure right now where I'm at and not having brick and mortar right now, it's still less expensive for me to travel and save up that money for one day when I look into getting a brick and mortar.
Yes. And those miles are tax deductible.
And definitely keep track of my miles.
There you go. Got to keep track of your miles. And I also love, Evelyn, that you are like serving your community and you're serving different parts of the greater area where you live and helping those kids get access to services that they may otherwise not be able to get, or like just need supplemental services or that kind of thing.
Yeah, in our area, actually, it's a rural area. So a lot of these people, one of the pluses of me doing it this way is that I go to them and they're very grateful for that, because traveling through the whole county, it takes me about a half hour to get to each client. So I see quite a few different people that probably may or may not come and see me if I was in one location.
Well, and that's such a tremendous service too. And so listeners, there's lots of ways to do this. You can have a brick and mortar space. You can see people via teletherapy. You can go to their homes. You can go to community locations, right? I say this all the time, but there's no one way to have a private practice, right? And the other kind of way I say that is that there's no such thing as a perfect private practice, only one that's perfect for you, right? And Evelyn, I love that you've made this perfect private practice that has worked really, really well for your life. So what's next for you? What's next for your private practice in the next, let's say, 6 to 12 months?
I just got approved to become a John Peterson scholarship provider in Ohio. So this is a wonderful thing for me personally, because I have a heart for homeschoolers, because I homeschooled my kids for those years. So I actually can provide services to children who are homeschooled and also children who belong to private schools. It's worked out really well in that I already did screenings at one of the private schools. And through that, I've gotten a few clients. And I'm hoping now to get a few more through that too, but to offer them the scholarship so that they don't have to pay for it, which makes me feel really happy, because I know that will help them out financially. And that means a lot to me.
Yes, absolutely. And listeners, what she's talking about is not her practice offering a scholarship, right? But this is a scholarship program for people in Ohio, right? That they apply for.
Ohio Department of Education, right?
Some people say like, oh, people in my area can't afford private pay or this kind of thing. How could they have, they're medically fragile. They have so many other appointments. I feel guilty charging for my services. But you should all be looking into these scholarship programs and grant programs that are often offered from the state or through various corporations and whatnot that parents or families get. And they pay you privately, but that money doesn't come out of their pocket. It doesn't come out of the bank. It comes out of this scholarship or grant fund. And so what a great way for Evelyn to be able to be paid essentially privately still for her services, but the clients aren't paying for it, right? So there's a lot of creative solutions to get paid privately, even if you are worried about charging clients in your area.
It's so true. And the people are so grateful, because these are people who really want therapy for their kids, but they may not have the finances for it. or they've been on a waiting list for so long that they're just trying to find somebody. And then when I have this to offer to them, I have a couple of kids that are out getting evaluated now through the schools and will come to me then for therapy. So that's exciting. So I see my practice growing. Obviously, I just have to get some of those people lined up and then get the evals done and everything, and then they can come to me. In the next 6 months, 12 months, I'd like to see my practice grow by a couple more clients. I still want to keep it part-time. I'm excited about that. And I plan on doing a little bit more marketing too, because I've been busy with some other things and trying to get caught up now again with getting my name out there again and getting that referral source going. So
I love it. I love it. Well, Evelyn, I just love that you, you know, found private practice. You know, I wish perhaps you had found it sooner, but you took the time off to take care of your kids, which was an awesome thing to do. I don't love that when you came back to the profession that it had changed so much and changed in a way that like wasn't going to work for you. But anyone who's listening to this episode is probably thinking like, oh my gosh, it was different back then. Like I thought it was always this bad. And unfortunately, like, it's really kind of gotten out of control, untenable for many people. And that's why so many people like Evelyn and like all the people who've joined the START program have realized that like there's another way to do it, right? You don't have to stick in a situation that's no longer serving you. You can still help people. You can still use the educational background that you worked so hard to achieve, but you can do it on your own.
Definitely. And the thing, when I came back to work after all those years, I was only making $10 more than what I made when I left. That just wasn't cutting. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you hate to say it, but you do have a master's degree. I had, I don't know, 13 years of experience behind my belt, and I still wasn't making. Like, there has to be a better way. And that was why I was so glad I found out about the START program, because I really believe in it. I went through it. I can always go back and look at my notes, but it was so nice to have that all set up. And you know what else I liked? I liked the part about the collaboration and the Facebook groups and all that, because there was a group of people that I met during the START program that I still keep in touch with today. And they encouraged me during my time in the START program, and all the mentors encouraged me and really made me feel like good inside, like I can do this. And look, like it'll be 2 years for me now in January of 24. And I am so excited that I can look back and say, hey, it's working.
It's working. And you did it. Sure, I created the system or whatever, but you followed it, right? Yeah. You joined, you trusted me, you trusted yourself, and you trusted the process, and you made the whole thing happen. And Evelyn, I'm just so excited that our paths crossed and that you were able to really allow your life to go this different way, but again, mm-hmm. still use the skills that you had as a speech pathologist to now like have more flexibility and more finances and more fulfillment in your job.
I love it. It's been the best thing ever. But if anybody ever questions, oh, should I put out that money for it? I would say, yes, go do it, because why go and reinvent the wheel? Why go and start? I mean, there are things in there that I would have never even thought about that you guys covered. You had already had forms made out and looked over by a lawyer. All those things were set up. I just had to go and put my name and my business logo on it, and I was up and running. And when you're trying to start out, you don't want to take 6 months working on paperwork. You don't want to try to figure out all the ins and outs of it. You don't want to spend those 6 months researching. You want to spend those 6 months getting money. I mean, if you want to be honest about it. So I was thrilled. I was glad. It takes some time depending on where you're at and what goals you set. I maybe took a little bit slower route, but before you know it, you're going to get clients. And I did. And I love it. And I may only have 14 clients now, but I've had several other clients that I discharged. So it's not just 14 that have come through my door. That's just what I currently have. So,
yeah. Well, I am just, again, so proud of you. Thank you for being on, for sharing your story, and for encouraging our listeners to do this at whatever stage they are in their careers. And like I said, I'm just so happy that our paths crossed and that you were able to do this for yourself and for your family. So thank you for being on the show. Do you have like a online profiles or website or anything to share with our listeners?
Yeah, you can find me at inspirespeechlanguagetherapy.com. That's my website. And if you want to email me, it's evelyn@inspirespeechtherapy.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for being on the show, Evelyn.
Thank you so much for having me, Jenna. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Don't you just love Evelyn? I love how she realized that she didn't have to put up with high caseloads or long hours. She is a perfect example of someone who took a chance on herself by joining the START program and found the work-life balance that she knew she deserved. If you would like to learn more about our programs and how we can support you, just like we supported Evelyn, please visit privatepracticeschool.com. As always, thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for another episode of The Private Practice Show. Till then.
Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm @independentclinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.